Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does a middle school student council do? Let's go in-depth with Braylon Enser, Piper Amy, Abby Bogards, Luke Fairchild, Tatum Carlstone, and Ryder Bates with the Pella Middle School Student Council. So here is the leadership of Pella Middle School. You're all in the student council. How cool is that? You enjoy it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it fun?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, how did you get on student council?
So basically, you have to fill out an application form, and on the application form, you talk about what your experience is as a leader and why do you want to be on the student council. And then, in addition to this, you have to get 10 student signatures and two teacher signatures. Then, after you're done with your application form, you have to make a promotional video about like promoting yourself to the students. And then the students vote on who they think should be on student council. And then the council members will find out if they made it on. And after that, they start, you know, going to the meetings.
Why did you want to be on student council?
I wanted to be on student council to better serve my community and my school.
Well, those are admirable goals. Where do you get those goals?
I don't know. I thought I wasn't on here last year, and a lot of my friends were. And I just thought that it was a cool thing that they were doing, and I wanted to be a part of it.
And you had enough people to support your, you know, your application.
Yeah.
And the teachers have to say you're doing well enough in school. I presume that other students recognize your leadership capabilities. Yes. So is it an honor to be on?
Definitely.
Okay. And so what are the meetings like?
So we meet every day during 10th period for like a half hour. I'm the president of student council, so it's my responsibility to run the meetings. We follow a parliamentary procedure, and I organize the discussions. I help keep us on track so we get things done quicker. And when we get things decided and get things planned out and accomplished, there's more and more opportunities to go out and serve and more opportunities to interact with students.
Do you have a philosophy of leadership?
We went to a leadership conference earlier this year, and we kind of use our takeaways from that and we just use that and we think about everything we've learned and how we can apply it to our school.
Well, now in my experience, let's see, I've seen some pretty bossy leaders, and I've seen some leaders that sort of listen to everybody and try to figure out the best way to proceed. Mm-hmm. And I presume there's other types, but those tend to be the two types I see the most. What, are you a bossy leader, or do you take a lot of input?
So my role, and this is in the rules with parliamentary procedure too, I can provide input on discussions, but I'm not allowed to vote, and I'm not allowed to just call on one person all the time. I have to intertwine everybody's ideas and get everybody shared and make sure that everybody gets a say in whatever it is we're discussing or voting on. And this way, one person kind of organizes it but does not have control over what goes on.
So everybody gets their say and you've worked together.
Yes.
I think you should go to Congress and teach them how to do it. This group. I mean, really, right? I mean, okay. The main target of who you're working for are the students. What are you doing for students?
Yeah, so right now we really want to work hard to just make our school more fun for the students that come here. So one thing we did early in the year was we put out a suggestion box where they could write their suggestions that they want us to achieve in the future. And things that we've gotten in that is like buy new microwaves. So we got some of those this year to help at lunch when people want to bring like mac and cheese or some leftovers. Some other things we have done is we do some dances. We've had a homecoming dance and a fall fest. And we like to do lots of really fun activities there. Like, we had a pie-eating contest, and we have dodgeball. We watched a movie one time. It just kind of brightens everyone's day.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Braylon Enser, Piper Amy, Abby Bogards, Luke Fairchild, Tatum Carlstone, and Ryder Bates with the Pella Middle School Student Council.
And putting those things together, it sort of seems like they magically happen, but behind the scenes are people like you making them happen. I mean, pulling off a dance, somebody's like, well, you know, some people are saying, I just got to go. But it's not like that. There's a lot more to a dance, right?
Yeah, we put like a lot of work into our dances, and that's one of the main things we get our money from. And we have to work the dances, we buy all the stuff for our dances. So we've brought in $4,409 this year, mostly
wow.
from dances. Yeah.
Wow. And so you don't have to go to the principal or teachers and say, "Hey, we need money for the microwaves, for example." You raised the money yourself?
Yeah, we raised all the money for that, and we spent all our money on it. And if we do ever borrow money from the teachers, we have paid it back by now, and we still have a lot of ideas that we can go after.
So it's like you're a small business, too. You want to raise money and
yeah.
buy things.
Yeah, you can say that.
And so, but you have to figure out things that are interesting that other students want to participate in.
Mm-hmm.
Is that hard?
It is a little difficult because there's lots of different kinds of people around here, and they like, everyone has a different personality and likes different things, and that's one thing that the suggestion box helps with, because when we get a lot of suggestions for one thing, we know that lots of our school wants this thing, and we can better achieve what our students want.
Are there ever any requests that you don't think are good ideas?
There are sometimes some that we have to put aside because, like, kids often think past what is actually possible. So, like, lots of requests have been to get phones out, like, all the time. But we know that that's just not going to work very well because it's a big distraction in our school.
Okay, and so you become sort of a liaison between the student body and the administration. Student body wants phones, and you have to think, well, is that reasonable? Maybe we can come up with a compromise that we can have our phones in passing periods or something.
Yeah, we've been working towards trying to get, like, phones once a week or once a month at lunch, because we used to have them all the time at lunch, but there was some bullying issues and stuff like that, but lots of people have been saying they'd be more responsible with it, so we've been trying to work towards getting them back for small amounts of time.
Okay, and Luke, how do you work with teachers?
Well, we understand that teachers are a big part of us. We spend 8 hours a day at school, so, you know, the teachers, they gotta deal with us. We are middle school kids. So we do our best to make sure that they feel comfortable and appreciated in our school, and we have a couple programs that we've implemented. Every student, we wrote letters for our favorite teacher, and then the student council distributed them just as kind of a thank you from the students back to the teachers. We also thank veterans across our school, and we gave them a small gift as another way to give back to our community. We recently had National Custodian Day, or I guess that was a while ago. But, sorry. We just did our best to thank them and just make them feel appreciated. And we have some plans for the future, like, we're going to nominate a teacher for the Golden Apple Award, and that's just, we feel, our best representation of the middle school. We're just going to try to thank her for that. And we also have individual awards, so that every teacher, we're just going to give them feedback on their strengths and what the kids really love out of their individual teachers.
Well, how thoughtful is that? That's really cool. And I know that everybody could do it individually, you know, a custodian has a birthday or something, and you can say happy birthday, but to recognize, to lead the student body into recognizing teachers, staff, that's Pretty neat. And Tatum, do you ever interact with members of the community?
Yeah, so we have a couple of times, and it's been really cool to experience that. Around Thanksgiving time, we served a meal at the Well Thrift Center, and we served almost 100 people. And that was really cool to get to serve them and give them a meal that could just make them happy, and we got to sit with them and talk with them and interact with them. And that was really cool to listen and just be on the other side and listening to their story instead of giving our story. Yeah, so we've had a lot of opportunities to interact with our community.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Braylon Enser, Piper Amy, Abby Bogards, Luke Fairchild, Tatum Carlstone, and Ryder Bates with the Pella Middle School Student Council.
I'm somebody at the Well, I need some help, and you're there and maybe talk with me while it's dinner time. Is that what happens?
Yeah, so we, the eighth grade members of our student council, prepared the food that was being served. And then the president and vice president stayed while the seventh grade members came in, and they served the meal to the community members that were there.
And how did that make you feel?
I was excited because I got to stay and help serve, and it just made me feel really good inside because you see like the joy on the people's faces when you give them their meal, and they really love to interact with people from our generation and to just talk with us, so it's really cool to give them some joy in their lives.
Mm-hmm. And you can then, you establish a contact, you have empathy, mm-hmm. you can see where they've come from and understand maybe where they've come from. And if you didn't have that kind of an interaction, you might have a whole different perspective.
Yeah.
They become somebody, they're completely different. They're sort of abstract.
Yeah, you feel a connection with them. Sometimes just 5 minutes of talking with someone, you feel like you've known them forever just because you've allowed them space to just to talk with you and for them to share your story, their story.
Very powerful. Well, Ryder, what's next?
Well, I'm going to be talking about some future goals that we have for our student body and for the community. We've already mentioned a lot of things that we have done for them, but we also have some things that we're considering. So for the students, one of the things would be more equipment for recess. This could be things like basketballs, footballs, or frisbees, because a lot of people have been thinking that we had a lacking of those, so we could give back and help with that issue. We were also considering starting an inspirational quote of the day in the morning announcements to kind of encourage a happy environment in our school and to help everybody start off their day in a positive light. And we've been working out how we can get playing cards during lunch, because that's one of the things I was suggested through the suggestion box. We're going to use this to continue to show that we're listening to people's suggestions like good leaders. And we really all think that there's a lot of value in that, and I think a lot of us could use that. So some of the goals for the community that we may end up doing in the future would be adopt a highway cleanup. So this would just be us going over to a highway and cleaning up all the trash that people have thrown in or that's blown in, and just kind of making our community look cleaner. We also submitted a grant for Meals from the Heartland, and we're hoping that we can get them to come to our school like they did last year to help those people in third world countries. We also may do a clothing drive for struggling families in the town of Pella and maybe even in the county. And we may consider doing a Swim for Him penny drive where people just bring in pocket change and they all go to Swim for Him, which is an organization that helps third world countries and people struggling with clean water to get that clean water and stay healthy and try to maintain safe water for the village. We also might do a food drive for the Pella Food Shelf to help out more people in our community who may be struggling in that.
Wow, that's laying out a lot. That's pretty neat. And all from Pella Middle School. That's pretty cool. In just a couple of words, can you each share the most important thing you've learned?
The most important thing that I've learned is to listen, because I feel like a lot of people think that if I talk more, then I will know more, and if I talk more, then like I'll be a better leader. But sometimes what you have to do is you just have to listen. So doing things like the suggestion box and just allowing students to give their ideas and their points and what they think we should do is really important and vital to what we do, because we just need to listen to people, because that way we hear what they want to be done, and that just makes things go better for everyone.
Okay, real quickly.
So I've learned that a leader needs to be with the people that they're leading. A lot of people kind of have this idea of a leader set up on a pedestal, that they're this person above all that nobody can really achieve, but when somebody does, they're separated. But if you're really with the people that you're leading and you are listening to them, like Tatum said, and you are working with them and helping each other as a part of the team, then it will all work smoothly and everything will turn out better for the area that you're working with and your overall team's morale.
Very good.
I think one of the most important things that student council has taught me is how to compromise on ideas and how to find like a good in the middle, because some people of your community that you're leading or whatever, they might want this thing, but you know that you can't do that, so you have to come to a nice compromise, and that's a good skill to have, I think, as a leader.
I believe it's very important to provide opportunities for people, whether that be students, staff, or the community. I think it's our responsibility to provide people with good opportunities and things that they can enjoy and learn from, just like we all do when we're in the student council.
All right.
I've learned that you're kind of just a leader at all times, even when you're not being watched, especially in student council, because we're kind of some of the more leaders of our students here. And it's made me realize that everything that I do, even if I'm not trying to be a leader, influences the people around me.
I've learned that no one leads alone. If one person got up here and tried to do this themselves, it would be impossible. You can't plan a dance yourself. You can't get Meals to the Heartland here ourselves. We can't make a difference ourselves. Without every other member of the council, we're not going to make any progress. We're a student council. We need all of us to work together to really make a difference.
Wow. You all are pretty amazing. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming to talk to us.
Thanks to Braylon Ensor, Piper Amy, Abby Bogards, Luke Fairchild, Tatum Carlstone, and Ryder Bates for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com, on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to BobLeonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIAKRLS.